This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with the farm lawyer, John Schwarz. John, we've been talking with you and with your colleague Natalie here for some months about some things that farmers really need to take note of in kind of the legal sphere. You do have a focus on farming because you're a farmer yourself. And so it's good to talk through some of these things. And we were just having a conversation off air about having a structure, a legal structure for the farm, putting the farm in an LLC. And I would have thought that a lot of farmers were doing this already, but you're telling me that's not necessarily the case.
Yes, that's right, Eric. Unfortunately, farmers have lagged behind woefully as far as a occupation that has embraced, you know, moving away from being just a sole proprietor and setting up the business as a corporation, or more so nowadays an LLC. The studies show that 85% of the farms in this country are not structured as a legal entity. In other words, they're just a sole proprietor, or they're two brothers that farm together as a, you know, in a loose partnership. It's interesting that when you look at non-farm businesses, it's like a mirror opposite, because 86% of non-farm businesses in the country are set up as some sort of legal entity.
And why do you think that is, John? Because, you know, I'll be honest, I have an LLC myself for a business that I have. It doesn't seem as though it's all that difficult to get going. It's getting with someone like you who knows the ins and the outs and just making it happen, right?
Yeah, it is. The first part of your question, I think a lot of it is because traditionally, farmers haven't viewed themselves as a business. You'll hear people say it's a way of life, it's a passion. Well, I mean, another adjective, but really, it's a business. You know, you don't see car dealerships operating as, you're not going to go down your local Ford or Chevy dealer and they're a sole proprietor. You're not going to go, the gas stations, wherever. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think farmers, we've been too maybe focused on other elements of the farm, upgrading machinery, where are the next 80 acres to farm going to come from, so on and so forth. And unfortunately, putting the farm in a structure, like an LLC, it just has been very low on the list of priorities for farmers over the years. And, you leave a lot on the table. You're right that it is easy to do. And most farms should have a couple LLCs or a couple entities. I'm going to use the LLC in this conversation because it's the most popular, but it's easy to do, and I tell people it is the cheapest form of insurance you will ever buy.
Tell me what it protects you from. Tell me why people need to be thinking about this right now. If they haven't done this for their farm, this needs to get through to them right now, that insurance policy like you mentioned.
Well, we live in a scary world. Okay, what I mean by is, it's a litigious society. You see all the billboards out there with personal injury attorneys and accident attorneys and so forth. If you're out there living your life as a sole proprietor, you're a farmer and you own land and you own equipment and growing crops and everything else that a farmer owns, all that is at risk. You run into or you cause an accident or are in an accident out on the road with your combine or your semi-truck or whatever, all your assets are going to be at stake. In other words, if they go above your insurance limits, which some people have only a $500,000 or $1 million insurance coverage for liability, which, in this day and age isn't a lot, then if they go above that, that is all the insurance company is obligated to, pay out. The rest is going to come via a judgment against you, and they will come and they will look to take all of everything you own.
John, you mentioned, and I mentioned, it's really kind of easy to get done. Tell me about the steps. What do people need to do? They need to get in touch with you, right? And you kind of take it from there.
Well, we you know, setting up an LLC is easy, okay? You can get, I mean, let's start real easy. You can get on the internet and you can do it real easy, sure. You know, and there's different websites out there. But, and I always tell people, we don't, when we look at the farm, ideally, we would have land in its own LLC. Okay, so we would put the land there because obviously that's the most high valued asset usually that a farm has. So we want to put it in an LLC to protect the land. It'll help us with estate planning. It'll help us with Medicaid issues. You get a ton of benefit by just putting your farm ground over into an LLC. And how that helps you is if you're driving to, let's say, Walmart, okay, and you hit somebody, or you cause some accident and you're sued, well, you don't own the land, your LLC does, right? And so under Indiana law and in most states, they can't come and take assets out of your company, okay? The most they can do is basically garnish whatever income you would get out of there. So it's a really good way to protect your assets, especially the land, especially with the price of this land and what it's bringing now, in case you are sued or have some sort of claim brought against you. Semi-trucks. I tell farm clients all the time, you know, when it comes to semi-trucks in Indiana, farmers don't have to have CDLs. They don't have to be DOT inspected. And you can imagine when that truck is in an accident out on the road, what happens when, you know, it comes to light that you aren't DOT inspected or a CDL, even though you don't have to be. It's not going to look good to a jury that, you know, you weren't professionally licensed to drive that truck. And let's face it, there's a reason why when you drive down the highways and the roads, you see a lot of signs of attorney advertising for semi-truck accidents, right? And because usually someone dies or there's a lot of injury, there's a lot of dollar amounts in that. So what I like to do is I like to break the farm up a little bit. You know, we put an LLC together for the land. We may put an LLC together for the trucking. And then the farm LLC the farm operation is its own entity, and that way it's kind of the one out there. It's the one operating. It's asset light. So if it is sued, it's just, you know, it's only so there's only so much people are going to seek from that if it doesn't have assets, right? I mean, I always tell people your farm operation usually will have growing crops as an asset, and you know, nobody's going to want growing crops, and your liability coverage is probably the biggest asset, the biggest thing that someone can actually go after.
How do folks get in touch with you, John, if they want to talk through all of this and put together a meeting? Obviously, harvest is a busy time, but there are other times that this is something they should be taking care of here sooner rather than later.
It really is. I mean, it's a scary world. People have worked for decades to get their farm operation where it is, and all it takes is one accident, or you spill you spill 28% nitrogen in a stream or a ditch and a waterway, and you get a huge IDEM fine or something. This is a really good way to protect what you have worked for and what you have built up over the years. It's probably one of the areas of the law that I enjoy the most because I could probably talk to you for an hour here today on all the benefits. And I think once people see the benefits of, you know, doing what I recommend, they're really happy and pleased as time goes on of how they're able to benefit. You can find me at thefarmlawyer.com. Or you always happy to talk to folks. 1-844-FARM-LAW is our phone number. And this is a topic that I don't think, or subject matter that, you know, farmers don't put enough focus on, and they really need to.